Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Late at night, the wind blows through your mind. Everything is now so clear.
Was that a hello to me or to the audience?
It was just to see if it's working. I'm not sure if it is working.
Oh, no. Wait, talk?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, but I can't hear it in here.
I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
Whoa. You're going pretty crazy.
Hello?
Is it better now?
No, it's okay.
Maybe it's your ears.
Oh, my God. My ears aren't working. It's okay.
Yeah, who cares? It's just a radio show. You don't even need... Yeah. Probably the least important part.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it?
You go first, though.
Hi. Should I introduce it or just cold turkey?
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey. Oh, that's not right. The cold open.
What?
Cold turkey is when you try to quit smoking. Cold turkey.
Right. Yeah, no, it's like right away. It's like, it's when you just, like, try to stop right away.
Is that applicable to, like,
we're gonna multiple start right situations? Away.
Okay, well, hi.
Can I have a...
Oh, man. It's been a while.
It's okay.
Hey. Oh, wait, what is it?
We're just trying to say hi.
I forgot how to say hi.
It's okay, it'll come back to you.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Does it start with hello?
No.
Well, does it start with hey?
Hi.
Hi. Can I eat a dozen red roses, please?
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you. Here you go.
That's me. How much is it?
That'll be $18.
Okay, thank you. Here you go. Keep the change. Nice doggy.
Bye.
You're my... That would make any sense.
Oh. You're my favorite customer.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. That's
wow, that was rough. Well, oh, man.
We blew that popsicle.
You can't say that.
Not on air.
Not on air. Okay. Off air. Just kidding. That's weird.
Anyways. How's everyone doing?
Oh, you beat me to it. I was gonna say the exact. Evening. Literally took the words out of my mouth.
I'm sorry. You can say it too.
How's everyone doing this fine evening? Perfect weather. Perfect sweater weather.
True, I guess.
Isn't it coincidence that sweater and weather rhyme?
I think not.
Definitely not. Yeah, so nothing.
Feather.
That's also true. It's feather weather. Everyone should have a thick coat of down feathers.
Oh. And some That's letters. Some,
yeah, yeah. Letters that spell out weather.
Well, oh, nope. What's going
it's
on?
It's definitely. Here, try these for a second. Oh,
just make sure it's not wait, my ears.
All right, is it four? Four? Do four? Is this four?
They're not numbered.
Here, try it. Try it now. Try it now. Try it now. Try it
Hello?
Now. Try it now.
No, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. I was just going to see if that one worked. Anyways.
Sorry about that.
It's perfect.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's crisp out. Like a crisp Pink Lady apple. Did you know that a Pink Lady apple is a cross? Fun fact. Did you know that a Pink Lady apple is a cross between a Golden Delicious apple and some other apple, and it was made in Australia in 1901?
Wow. How did you remember, like, the date and everything?
Well, the key is that I'm only, like, 40% sure that any of that's true.
But if you say it with confidence, it comes across
that's,
with confidence.
To all the high school debate team members listening right now, you can say whatever fact you want.
As long as you say it
with confidence. I remember. Did I ever tell you I did a debate?
I think it came
it's
up.
It's one of the worst decisions of my life. Everyone was like, oh, it'll be good for you. No, I don't know. Like, in the long run, like, having debate skills. But everyone's so stupid. Everyone's so passive-aggressive nice. And, like, they all have problems that they need to sort out. I don't know. That's digging too deep into their lives. I'm sure they're all happy. But, like, they're all just very passive-aggressive. That's what I was getting at. Because they also be, like, polite, but then, like, say you're stupid.
Yeah.
And not a fan of that. Just say I'm stupid, you know? Or say I'm smart. Either one's okay.
You're so smart.
Oh, thank you. You'd be good at debate. You've convinced me.
Yeah, I would just say, you're so smart. You're right. I'm going to go home now.
They can't disagree with you. That would mean you'd win. You know? I mean, they can't agree with you. Because if they agreed with you,
then I won.
Then you convinced them.
Anyways, I think we've just been talking about nothing for like 10
this
minutes.
This has been a really... How long has it been? It's been 6 minutes, actually.
Okay,
but time just moves really slowly when you have nothing to talk about. Do you have it ready to, like, pump up the jams?
Has anyone seen any good movies recently?
Is that leading into something?
That's just a question for the general public. I don't know. Is it leading into something?
I've seen a very good movie recently.
Yeah?
It's called The Room. It's about it's a Shakespearean tale of love and hate, I suppose, of loyalty and betrayal. I saw all the thumb movements. It's a tale of it's a tale of one unsuspecting man, his best friend, and Lisa, who loves him.
I am Mark. I'm so glad you're my best friend, and Lisa loves me so much.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I did not hit her.
Oh, that was really loud.
I did. Oh, because I can't hear myself.
Oh, no, I think it's just loud because my things are really turned up. But no, it was perfect volume.
I did not.
Ready? Are you ready for a little studio magic?
Yeah.
Ready? Don't touch me, you mother. See?
You don't have to block it out if you're not going to say it.
Oh,
then you can just stop talking. You don't have to mute it and get quiet.
Well, they didn't know that.
Oh, he said so many bad words in such little time. Just like, beep, 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 beep.
Should I mute it? Were you going to go to town? Were you going to say the popsicle stand thing again?
Oh, but this is actually not working, which is not ideal.
Well, maybe I can on Rivendell. Doesn't Rivendell, not that I know anything about Harry Potter, doesn't it sound like a Harry Potter word, kind of?
Gryffindor.
I was just talking about Harry Potter, actually, today with my mom.
Why is that?
such a genuine, why is that? Because... my mom's been listening to a lot of books on tape because she's a very...
That's so much fun.
No, she's... My mom is so, like, cultural, like, listening to books on... if... Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just saying, like, I would never listen to a book on tape.
Why?
Not that I have anything against it.
In the car.
It was exactly. Well, that's when I first...
Encountered
Harry Potter audiobooks. That reader... I'm not a fan of the Harry Potter universe lore. But that reader did it justice, you know? It was amazing. The way that, like, he was a guy, right? But, like, the way he did, like, girl voices, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, it was just very cool.
I just remember I used to listen to, like, all my summer reading books on tape
in the car.
So anytime I was in the car, I would just put it on.
Like, no matter who you were with?
No, like, when I was younger, I wasn't driving. If I was in the car with, like, my mom...
All your Junie B. Jones books on tape.
Yeah.
And all your Junie B. Jones t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's wrong with my phone.
If only I had my phone. I can play this.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition.
And then nothing.
Laugh at your mom.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of Crash Course for the Reavers.
How many things are playing at the same time?
I think only one. What's happening?
Live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout.
Is that your... No, your ads don't play on Spotify Premium. I forgot.
But nothing's playing right
now. Maybe turn it off. Have you tried shutting it off?
The whole phone. I think we got it.
Really? Adopt. Visit adopt. I'm really committed to playing these commercials, though, so I'm not sure if I...
What song should I get services, adopt US kids, and first. The ad count.
How do I turn this off? What's even playing at this point? What? Sorry?
What song do you want first? What was the one we said before? I'm sure it was a joke.
C-E-
I don't remember.
Dialogue.
We did that already. OC?
Sponge. Yeah, Orange County.
That's the one I don't have.
Orange
here.
County. The soundtrack to...
I got it. Oh.
The soundtrack to the OC. I want to say it's all right, but I... Oh, is it playing?
No, but it's ready to play.
All right, is that Aux 1? Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'll turn them both
one.
Up. All right, then I'll turn this one off. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Did that work?
Oh, maybe my volume's
not. Oh, there you go. That's
oh. nobody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you
loves mambo, mama loves mambo, look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to, she goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for mama, but mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo, having a fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, cause papa loves mambo tonight.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo.
He goes to, she goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for mama, but mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow.
Papa loves mambo,
mambo papa,
mama loves mambo,
mambo mama,
don't play the rumba, and
the samba, papa, of the mambo
like prepping, you know, and then you like just wind it down, and then do you want a little like ambiance music
in the background?
Yeah. This deserves to be in the front. That shouldn't be hiding in the back.
What's playing?
Oh, you can't even hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was just.
It's gonna get complicated if I try to.
Put some on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So a little update on the songs. First we played Ocean Man. Do you want to reenact that little scene, or are you a little busy? I can't even remember.
I don't know.
Is that just the credits?
I think so.
It's pretty iconic for just being the credits. Is that when, like, you know the part where, like, Patrick is flying down and he's, like, not wearing underwear? That movie is kind
of... funny.
So funny. All right. And then the second song, Everybody's Talking, by Harry Nilsson. Nilsson Schmilsson. Do you want to say what was going on in that thing?
That's your favorite, though.
That's true, but I don't want to go back to back.
Okay, so there's a penguin. And the penguin... This is a meme, not really a movie. Oh, yeah, by the way, should I tell them what...
Oh, yeah, yeah, probably. They're probably really lost. What? Yeah. Or what?
Art forms. I like... So our theme tonight...
Uh-huh.
Is... Do you want to say what our theme tonight is?
Nah.
What?
Unless you want me to.
Well, okay, so our theme I can't focus on doing two things.
All right. Well, is it ready? Like,
no.
I'll just talk then. You do that.
It's not.
Unless do you want me to look it up and you can I'll look it up.
Give me. I was gonna try to find the whole album of that and play it, but it just didn't work.
Weak album.
No, I didn't type weak. No, I think it auto-corrected it. That's why it didn't come up.
What are you trying to work
with? Isn't it like Ween? Or like...
Oh, yeah. Good job. Anyway, talk about something.
Our theme...
Oh, wait, no, this is bad.
...is songs from movies and videos and all different kinds of art forms, as Jess said before. That's a big word. Just added into my vocabulary.
Seven letters.
Full seven letters. But yeah, so first he explained the Ocean Man. And then after that, it was Everybody's Talking, which is an amazing video. It's sort of a meme.
It As
James would say, it's a meme of sorts.
Transcends the meme form.
Yeah. So, it's just a penguin, and he's walking down the street, taking a nice little stroll with a backpack on.
Imagine the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Times and 10.
Elevate it.
Yeah.
You know how many... Have you ever seen March of the Penguins?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Yeah. You can testify it. How many penguins are there in the march, in the gaggle of penguins?
A lot? I mean, a lot of
For penguins. Every... a lot of marching going on, too. All right. Every penguin in the March of the Penguins, multiply the base cuteness level by each penguin, and you're left with that one penguin walking around. Whoa. Do you think that penguin was... Here's a little throwback. Are you ready? Yeah. Beach plum.
Oh, two man.
Two words. Yeah, that's right. Do you think they're related?
Two words. Beach plum.
Drops the mic.
No, it was beach donkey and plum pudding.
Well, if I say two at once, it's...
It's two.
It's higher probability that they're related to the Japanese penguin.
They're all related.
True.
Somewhere.
They're all brethren.
Yeah. Yeah. All penguins are created.
Can you hear the music?
No.
You're missing out. Here, borrow it. I want to see if you recognize it.
I don't know.
Do you hear it, though? Yeah. Do you want to check?
Climbing the highest of mountains.
Is that what it's saying?
Oh my god, yes!
I'm glad you liked it.
I did not!
I don't want it.
That was all yours. Okay, so what do we play after that?
Papa Loves Mambo.
Oh.
Club mix.
No, we didn't.
Well,
it's so...
We didn't. It's classic
it's
as it is.
Its own,
you can't.
Yeah.
You can't touch it. You know, it's like... If you were to draw a little mustache on the Mona Lisa, it wouldn't be any better, you know? What's happening there? It's so too cold. What did we... If you say so. you just sit over here then.
Are you hot?
I'm hot.
Oh yeah.
You know me. do you wanna talk about the last scene that
No, now it's your turn.
Oh, okay. So some of you might have seen Twin Peaks and you might know the dream sequence when there's like a midget dancing or vertically handicapped person dancing and he's like talking backwards and stuff. So imagine that, but with an 18-year-old playing a 14-year-old in everyone's, and when I say everyone, I mean just DJ Valerie's favorite sitcom. What do you call it, a sitcom?
I don't know.
The middle. Fun fact, it's called the middle because middle class,
middle America,
middle of America.
Yeah.
And
middle age.
Sue is the middle child. It's consistently the year of Sue, so it's about Sue.
It's all about Sue, always, all the time.
An
attention hog.
Yeah, what a jerk.
No, she's so nice. I met her in real life. I just want everyone to know that. She was so cool.
Well, I met Charles Simic, so which one's more impressive?
Well,
the National Poet Laureate or...
Sue Heck,
obviously. It was a rhetorical question. What's your real name?
Eden Cher.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's a fun fact.
Eden?
E-D-E-N.
Is that a girl's name?
That is a girl's name.
Is it a name?
I have a friend named Eden.
Every time I ask, like, is that a girl's name? You're like, I know one of them. How many people do you know? Do you know anyone with normal names?
I actually just have a friend named Eden.
Eat him?
Eden. Eat him. That's what we call her for short.
For sure.
Just kidding. It's actually longer, probably.
And then do you want to talk about the,
Yeah, classic film. Lots of red hats and
all you get asked for.
Oh my god. So if you watch this movie, all you'll notice is that the colors, it's all like teal and pink.
A little splash of yellow
pink, red,
in one scene.
Blue. It's all blue and red. Some yellow in some scenes. Don't be fooled by the thing that you find on the internet. It's actually all tan, teal, red, and some yellow. Repeat after me. Just kidding.
Tan, teal, red,
and
yellow.
Some yellow. But anyways, so there's a scene at the beginning, and he's getting eaten by a shark. And
you still haven't said the name of the movie, but I don't know if that's on purpose. If that's an artistic choice or not.
That's an artistic choice. I'm just leading up. I'm getting everyone hyped. Life Aquatic with Steve is a sow.
Did you say Life Aquatic Vince Staples tour?
Yeah.
I saw that. And I
Did you?
I have the shirt to prove it that I saw the opening act, Kilo Kish.
What else did you get there? Any souvenirs? Did you pick up any fun activities?
What are you don't tell mom.
Hi, mom.
Hi, mom. Hi, dad. Hi, Isabella.
Happy birthday, Ben. I know he's listening.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
It's only, what's his excuse?
It's so early. It's only 12 o'clock.
Dude, he's definitely partying hard.
Yeah.
On his new birthday eve.
I think he went camping.
I think that's a safe guess from what you've described. It sounds fun. Does he go like mountain climbing? I mean, like on a cliff?
Like rock climbing.
Like without like fake rocks, like real rocks?
Real rocks.
How do you do that without falling? Does he just like no rope? Does he wear a helmet?
Always a helmet, knee pads.
Are you joking?
Yeah, but I don't know. No helmet, I guess, but maybe you should.
Also, I don't know if this is too soon for my mom listening, but public service announcement in advance. Anyone's doing any type of lawn work or just work in general, really, with anything vaguely pointy, like
labor,
you could be
paid, unpaid, emotional. Keep going.
What did I? Oh, because I said work. Yeah, exactly. Preach.
Keep going. I didn't want to interrupt. I just wanted to say that.
No, it was worth it. Is that even playing anymore? Did you turn it off? Or did you do
no,
it so?
No, it was just, it only goes through the headphones. Can you hear it?
Never stop. Talking for
a while. I've played like three sauces.
Anyway, if you're doing anything pointy, make sure to wear glasses. Because.
Yes. If you're doing anything pointy, what does that even mean?
If you're making pasta, you know how the pasta's still hard?
Yeah.
Or if you like have a you're drawing with a pencil.
Yeah.
Or you're eating a lollipop.
Or popsicle. Oh, my eyes were just closed.
Anyway, yeah, that's that. All right, let's play some music. Let's pump up the jams. That's the second time I said that. I'm sorry, everyone. Mm-hmm. Oh, whoops. Meat is murder. Just kidding.
She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was all. 'Cause he gets up in.
Extra Josh Dickman.
Or blue velvet.
Remix.
But in my heart they'll always be precious and warm, a memory through the years. And I still can blue velvet through my teeth.
Radio Havana, Cuba. Havana, Cuba. Well, yes?
Buenos días. Tengan todos ustedes, mis queridos radioyentes.
Hola, amigos.
Presentamos este programa.
Latin Melody.
Pero con sentimiento de la calle.
In authentic Latin beat.
For all of my people, Negroes and Latinos. And even the gringos.
Pero si quieren saber un poco más de qué se trata,
quédense unos minutos con nosotros.
I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud. Say it loud, I'm Latino and proud.
When I'm on the mic, call your home girls come.
Say it loud, I'm Latino and proud.
Don't stop.
I say it loud, I'm Latino and proud.
4 and 3 and 2 and 1 1.
I'm
Beatles.
Do you know they suddenly rise? They started so long ago. Head to toe, helping wealthy and wise. Sunny down snuff, I'm alright.
Still kind of loud. Hello. Yeah. I think it's on.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. I think that might be kind of loud. Anyway, I'm not wearing my glasses. Do you want to say it?
This is James.
Yep.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening.
Oh, that was a nice touch at the end.
We get...
What?
I'm just thinking of, like, all the radio stations, and they're like, we get support from listeners like you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like NPR type stuff?
Yeah.
Anywho.
Do you want to recap the songs?
Yeah, sure. Oh, boy, I dropped the ball. What do we even play?
We played...
Latino and Proud.
Latino and Proud. Blue Velvet. Heroes and Villains.
Okay, yeah, but more than that.
I think there's another one.
No one's ever played Latino and Proud.
The Government. Oh my god. That's crazy. No, it's just that. I was just excited that no one's played that before. That's it.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not sure what any of this stuff is. Submit that bad boy. And then Heroes and anyway, please describe the Heroes and Villains.
So scene. There's some foxes.
Yeah.
And they're running across a field and they're doing a little dance and they have a little masks on their face. This isn't actually specific. I could be totally wrong. Just in general, that happens a lot in the movie, and I picture
it's
it.
It's a
really
good
movie. Actually, like, one of my top three.
Whoa. What are the other two?
I don't know. It's just, like, a general...
Fantastic Mr. Fox two more times.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. And then the Blue Velvet scene.
What movie is that from?
What was it called? Blue Velvet. Oh.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
We're serious.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And it's late.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh no.
Who am I?
We only have 8 minutes.
Was your cousin?
Yeah.
So imagine a scene where this guy's like sniffing gas. I don't know. Ask my dad to redo it. He's really good at reenacting the scene. But, yeah, anyway. I think that was all the songs. Do you want to read the thing?
So, speaking of art forms...
What a transition.
Tufts University Art Gallery, Spring 2017 Exhibitions. The Tufts University Art Gallery proudly presents 3 temporary exhibits for spring 2017, running through May 21st. 1. Coded... Yeah. Just kidding. Coded Couture. proposes a new interpretation of fashion where coding is the ultimate design tool for creating customized garments and accessories. When do you go there?
I don't know. I do stuff sometimes. It's not that big commitment. You just walk in.
I know. I wish I went.
Good throw. Oh, man. Evelyn rides floating artifacts, examines the life cycles of ocean debris from ancient organisms to fossil fuel at the base of the ocean to quickly manufactured plastic toys and tools on land and back in the ocean as floating fragments of our contemporary lives. That one was alright. It was just kind of a bunch of close-up pictures of sand.
Did someone say ocean man?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like you said ocean a lot of times. That's all I can
ocean
think
debris.
Of.
But isn't man just debris, if you think about it? Aren't we all just floating in the ocean of life? Whoops, I hit the mic. It's getting a little carried away. Try right, here you go. Mic.
The directed looking gallery juxtaposes ancient and modern art through a wide variety of media to help foster creative and artistic thinking. Should I just finish this?
Yeah.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aitkman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. All exhibits and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible and fun. For more information, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. 617-627-3518. I hope you had a pen and pencil.
Can you say it one more time? Because now they definitely have the pen and pencil.
Yes, okay. 617-627-3518. I wish I had like a fun jingle or something so you'd remember.
617-627. And then what was the last thing? 3958.
3518. You're going to confuse them.
That wasn't it, guys. Don't write that down. That's the jingle for my own personal phone number.
Which you don't even know.
Yeah, I...
You should have a jingle for
it. I really like how the Tufts, like, phone number stuff is 617-627. I think that's so fun.
It's so fun. I've never thought of anything more fun.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I really can't.
Maybe magic bar. I mean...
Sorry, I forget they exist sometimes, and then I get real excited.
That's the magic of them. They disappear.
They're just so good.
Oh my god, you know it's such a funny magic trick?
What?
You know there's a magic bar on your plate, and then you say, on the count of three, it'll disappear, and then you eat it? Oh my god, it's so much fun. And nutritious.
Very nutritious.
When my sister took a bite of that, she was like, this tastes very healthy.
There are walnuts in it.
Yeah, I think that's what she was talking about. But there's also chocolate chips and...
That's about it.
It's coconut. Just chocolate chips and coconut and sweet condensed
milk.
Oh
my god, don't even get me started. The coconut.
The coconut.
It's so good.
All right. How long is that song? Have you memorized it? Like,
what
so
song?
We can time it perfectly.
This will be our year.
Don't spoil it. What do you say?
This will this, not be our month.
This walrus
is on fire.
What? is that the new Alicia Keys song? Alicia Teeth song? That wasn't good. I was thinking because they have tufts. Anyway,
did you know that the Tufts trunk site is because elephants have trunks? Maybe, possibly, not confirmed.
We'll keep you updated.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Also, fun fact. I can't think of anything, but I'm just gonna play it. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Set. Go.
Enjoy the best song ever. And I find myself
in misery. That's not it. I blew it. I clicked it. Enjoy. Bon appetit. The walls of your love's like
go of my hand. Now the darkness has gone. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there and we've only just begun. This will be our year. Took a long time to come. Of your smile, smile for me, little one. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. And this will be our year. Took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our.